Dakota Rhodes, yes. Welcome. This is Dakota Rhodes. Larry Olson is the co-founder, I read in his bio. And Hans Peterson was rescued from Alaska, came south, and we've loved it ever since. So I'm just delighted that that they can be here for us today. Larry Olson's sister was Pauline and I and my doctor while we were in Windham. So his sister is a doctor. So he thinks he's the most important in the family. But no. But then also another connection with Larry was my classmate Dick Newman is a longtime teacher in Madison, where they grew up, and Dick Newman was Larry's teacher, mentor, coach, baseball, wrestling, football, the whole thing. So we were just excited to find out we had more connections than we thought. So anyway, we're just so happy you're here, and we're going to have a great worship today. Thank you so much. Good. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We're celebrating the sacrament, or the sacrament of the parsonage. No, we're celebrating the opening of our new parsonage. What a great gift it is to see that house in its place, renewed, ready for the next pastor. And you can go over there today after the service and in groups, small groups. The parsonage committee said it'd be best if you go in groups through the house. And so I'll remind you again at the end of the service. A very special welcome to any visitors who are with us. You just heard Dakota Rhodes say, all are welcome. We're grateful that you are here, especially friends of the family. Just great to have you. A couple notes, and then we'll get on with the worship. The Worship and Music Committee has put a lot of effort into making today happen. They've done the planning. They set up all of the food today for the picnic, and they even helped set up the tables or the chairs and the stage. So, Worship and Music Committee, would you stand if you are here? Any of Worship Committee? Let's give them a hand. Thank you very much. Thank you. And then there's a Bible study group that we know about. It's called Romeo's, the gentlemen who meet at 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays. Romeo's, retired old men eating out. And they helped set up these stages. So thank you, Romeo's, for your help on that. And then a word of thanks to Jim Christensen for his technical assistance in communicating with Dakota Rhodes and getting things set up. So just be aware that you are welcome to tour the parsonage and enjoy a picnic following worship this morning. I want to read the introduction for worship for this morning, and then we'll continue with the opening hymn, Come and See. The introduction says, in today's first reading, God invites all who are hungry or thirsty to receive food and drink without cost. Jesus feeds the hungry multitude and reveals the abundance of God. At the Eucharistic table, we remember all who are hungry or poor in our world today. As we share the bread of life, we are sent forth to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Welcome to now, please, if you are able, let us stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Gracious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit. And with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. The first reading is from the 55th chapter of Isaiah, beginning in verse 1. God invites Israel to create a great feast at which both food and drink are free. God also promises to make an everlasting covenant with all the people, with promises that previously had been limited to the line of kings. As David was a witness to the nations, these nations shall now acknowledge the ways in which God has glorified Israel. The reading. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel for today is from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Please stand if you are able. After John the Baptist is murdered, Jesus desires a time of solitude. Still, his compassion for others will not allow him to dismiss those who need him, and he is moved to perform one of his greatest miracles. The reading. Now, when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The psalm appointed for this morning is not printed in your bulletin, but it's this beautiful statement. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. I've got a dog, Tor, and when I tell him to sit, and then I put and stay, and I put his treat down on the floor, his eyes are lasered on me, waiting for me to say, "Okay." And then he bolts for the food. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. That's God's will for us, that God would have us all be satisfied. And I want you to know I'm looking at a crowd who's very satisfied. You folks know where your next meal's coming from. At least you know that a couple hot dogs are waiting. But that's not the way it is in the world. God needs our help to make it better. The World Food Program has a statistic that says 795 million people go to bed not having enough food to live a healthy, active life. That means there are 795 people who are barely able to get up and move around and do what they need to do on a daily basis. And so, God comes to us with this amazing miracle of Jesus feeding 5,000. So let me set the stage for what happened here. Jesus is continuing to preach the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God, teaching his disciples along the way. And then he's healing people, and the crowds are gathering, and they're following him. And so, but this particular day is a bummer for him because he just heard about his kinsman, John the Baptist's beheading. And so he's out on the boat. I'm sure he's grieving, probably really angry about what's happened. And yet he comes to shore and he sees all of these people on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and they're waiting to hear more. They're waiting to be healed. And so the disciples are a little nervous about this, and they want them to all go home because it's late. Somebody's got to get them food, and it's not going to happen here. We only have 2 fish, 5 loaves. And Jesus says, no. He asked the crowd to sit down, ordered the crowd to sit down. He said, you give them something to eat. And they started distributing the loaves and the fish. And I'm going to tell you why later on, how I think that happened. So Jesus feeds the crowd because he saw the crowd. He came ashore and he saw not just a bunch of people. He had compassion for what they wanted, and he was wanting to fulfill that need for them. I grew up in a small town of North Dakota, Washburn, North Dakota, 40 miles north of Bismarck. My grandfather was a barber. He was a smart barber because he saw the men and the women who came into his barbershop, mostly men. Grandma had, they lived in the back of the barbershop right on Main Street. Grandma had a shower right next, a door that goes right into a shower. She had this big, white, fluffy towel. So a guy, for example, a farmer could come in on a Saturday night feeling kind of dragged out and wanted a haircut. Well, he got a haircut, he got a shave, and he could take a shower. And then grandpa's grandson would scrape his boots and shine his boots. And that man walked out of that shop feeling like $1 million. Grandpa sent me home with silver dollars, like 40 of them one summer, from 25 cents a shine. Grandpa saw what was needed for those people. He also had some guy come by and sold Rabo pills. Grandpa would buy a bunch of them, and then he'd sell them to, they would heal anything in your stomach. And then he had this purple stuff. If you had a cold sore, you could put it on your cold sore and it would heal it. That was back a ways, but what a guy. I mean, but Jesus saw and had compassion for the people and needed to do something for them. Not so much with the disciples. They just quite hadn't gotten it yet. Nervous. You heard of the word metamorphosis, changing from one form, a species changing from one form to another. For example, it takes 4 stages for a caterpillar to become a butterfly. Larva, or the larva, and then the cocoon. Got it. Splendid. Way to go. And then the butterfly, okay? 4 stages. The disciples kind of are stuck in an incomplete metamorphosis. They are not quite understanding what Jesus is all about. But so, God in Christ comes to us and sees us and gives us exactly what we need. Feeds us. The gift of God's love for us through Christ is incredible. This is not about Jesus. It's about knowing what we are as proclaimers of the kingdom in Christ. If we are in Christ, then we proclaim to the world the kingdom of heaven and what that means as far as how we live. So I believe here's the message for Bethesda as we move forward. If we see the world, if we see Malmo, Aiken, Isle, Malmo, Waukon, if we see our community, we will be compassionate. We will love them and we will give our ministry away. And if that happens, you don't have to worry about an evangelism program, because God will bless this ministry beyond your imagination if we see our neighbor. So I want to conclude with a story. It'll probably be the last time I tell the story, and I apologize, you've heard it before, but I've got some really good friends who need to hear this story, and it speaks loudly of God's compassion. It comes through the eyes of a little boy, 7 years old. He was always wanting a puppy. And so he's walking down the main street and he sees in the window of the hardware store, puppies for sale. And he thinks, okay. Goes in, finds the clerk. Do you have puppies for sale? Oh, yeah. Can I see them? Sure. So the clerk calls from the back room. The mother dog comes out in the front, and here come four or five little puppies bouncing around the hardware store. And the boy's eyes are this big. And then the sixth puppy comes out. But he's not bouncing around. He's actually limping. And he limps up toward the boy. And the boy looks at him. And the boy says to the clerk, how much is that puppy? Well, you don't want to buy that puppy, son. When he was born, one of his hips didn't work, so he can't move one of his legs, and he's not going to run and play like all the others. You don't want that puppy. He said, oh, yeah, I like that puppy. And how much is it? Okay, $20. And the boy reached in his pocket, and he grabbed as much change as he could out of his pocket, and he pulled it out. He said, I'm going to give you $2.37 a week until he's paid in full, okay? And the clerk said, okay. So he pulled his money out of his pocket. And when he pulled his money out, his pant leg moved up. And he had a brace on his leg from his knee down. And he handed the money to the clerk, and he said, I just know that puppy needs somebody who understands. That puppy needs somebody who understands. That God knew we needed somebody who understood. That's what it's about. If we can see, we can love. And if we love, God will feed the whole world. Amen.
Please turn in your service bulletin and your song sheet to Forever Emmanuel.
Recently returned from Bosnia, where he was engaged in a ministry of music, peace and justice issues, sponsored by the New Jersey Synod of the ELCA. And so this man has proclaimed Christ and peace and justice around the world, and we're grateful for your ministry, Larry. Thank you. Please now, if you are able, stand for the Confession of a Faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Generous, compassionate God, we gather before you to pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of the covenant, you call your church on earth to worship together, to glorify your name in every language and in every land. Lord, in your mercy. God of abundance, who provides fields of wheat and vineyards of grapes, bless farmers and growers who furnish bread and wine for tables of abundance. Lord, in your mercy. God of all compassion, raise up just leaders who care for the poor and hungry. Let nations share your bounty across the world and assure that no one goes without food. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. God of all, fill those who are starving, whether they long for food or companionship. Comfort the lonely and the grieving. Heal those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially those most dear to us, whom we silently name in our hearts before you. Lord, in your mercy. God, who satisfies bless the feeding programs of this congregation and community. Be with sandwich makers and cookie bakers, those who stock food pantry shelves, and those who point out need, whether in our neighborhood or half a world away. Lord, in your mercy. God of joy and thanksgiving, today we honor the gifts of members and friends of Bethesda who made it possible to provide a new parsonage for our ministry. We celebrate the work and the ministry of Dakota Road as they lead our music in this morning's worship. Lord, in your mercy. Bless us as we remember the saints at your everlasting feast until we join them at your bountiful table. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we place all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, trusting in the mercy of Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Please take a moment and share the peace of our Lord. God's peace to you, Larry.
God's peace, yeah.
God's peace, Hans. Thank you. God's peace. God's peace to you. God's peace to you. God's peace to you, Diane. God's peace to you. God's peace. Peace. Peace, Ray. Yeah. God's peace to you. May be seated for the offering, and we'll ask our ushers to come up here. Let me hand out the plates first. This morning we are passing around the blessing box also, and these are special offerings for, I forget what it was this week. Anybody remember what's the blessing?
Local missions.
Local missions, okay. So, that. This.
As the offering is received, we're going to sing a song called Messiah. The words aren't printed in your service bulletin, but you just need to join in the chorus. It's simply Messiah, come and be our King. Messiah, come and be our King. little bit louder now, Messiah, Messiah, come and be our King.
Let us pray together the offertory prayer. Abundant God, in the gift of your Son, Jesus, our Lord, we have received more than we either deserve or could desire. Help us, we pray, to be thankful servants, offering our gifts of time, talent, and treasure for the work of ministry at Bethesda through Christ our Lord. You may be seated.
Take out your white insert, you'll find our offertory hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Please stand again. Let us pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Yes, you may be seated. We want to acknowledge some people who have been faithful servants of a goal that the congregation had starting way back last summer as the parsonage committee began to wonder whether or not they should refurbish the old parsonage or just simply start over and place a new one there. And so I want to acknowledge some people who have been great servants in making this day happen. First of all, the Parsonage Building Committee. If you are here, would you please stand? Pat Becker, Sue Samuelson, way in the back, one of our ushers today, Jerry Morris, Stainsy Aufbitte. No, stand up and stay up. Thank you. Kathy Berlin. Oh, yeah, there. And Craig Kohlberg. I don't see Craig today. And Marilee Jones. No? Oh, yes? Where is she? Please. Yes, she did. Please stand. Stand up. Thank you. Lee Forrester and Barry Ansel. Yeah. Give these folks a really good hand. Maybe seated. And then the church council, who has been listening and promoting and encouraging so many things, not least of which is the new parsonage. So, our chairperson, Randy Toftelin, please stand. Craig Kohlberg, who's not here. Lee Forrester. Melody Lackner. Mary Brown. Judy Burke. Tom Christensen. Ron Melhop. If you want to be part of a really cool group that makes things happen for ministry in this area, consider becoming a council person, and we need three or four of them, right? Give the council a hand. Thank you. The next person I want to come forward, and that is Val Benton. She's the Capital Fund Drive chairperson. Val, come on up. Where are you? Thank you. As she's coming up, I have to tell you something. I had laid out this fantastic plan for how we were going to raise $200,000. And then Val wanted, well, how are we going to do this? So she looked at the plan. She said, I think I'm going to do it my way. And so she sent out, what, one letter? Three letters. And this campaign started in October, late October, roughly. By March, we're over the top. How does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. This is part of my sermon that I forgot while I was preaching. Jesus, you know, told the disciples, you feed them. So hand out the... And so they became a leader. They became one who inspires. They only had five loaves and two fish. But you know the people who were there, they had a little bit themselves. And they were inspired to share. And I think that's how Jesus was able to feed those 5,000. And we had the blessing of a member, Dale Seams, who needed to give. God said in his heart he needed to give. And he gave us tremendous leadership gift. And I think that's how it happened. Thanks to you and Dale. Give Val a big hand. Barry, come on up. Yep. This guy, he's the behind-the-scenes guy. So this is painful, I know.
Yes, it is.
But he said to me in the hallway one day, you know, Pastor, this is how I give. I like to go ahead and do stuff to help out. And so don't ask me to be in these committees and all that stuff, but he's a worker. So, Barry, thanks for supervising the building of the parsonage, the installation of so many pieces that had to go together to make it happen. God's peace to you and blessings. Thanks a lot. I mentioned Dale Seams, a member of our church who had passed away. He not only gave us money for the parsonage, amazing gift, but he also said, walking into church with a walker, why don't we have an automatic door? Why don't we have an automatic door? And so he made it happen. And if you look on the two doors in between, as you go out on the wall, there's a plaque in honor of Dale. And his son, Tom, wanted to be here today, and I didn't see Tom. Is Tom here? I don't believe so. Anyway, this is a facsimile of that plaque that we were going to present to Tom Seams in honor of his father. So in heaven, Tom and or Dale, thank you. Let's give Dale a hand. So, Randy, I want you to come up here for this. Come on. I've been in a lot of churches and a lot of councils, and Randy, the way that you lead is inspiring. The way you empower people, the way you remind them, the way you give them what they need to do their work, it's inspiring. So would you please lead this prayer of thanksgiving for all of us as we conclude our worship?
I will.
Let us read it together with Randy.
God of abundance, you have poured out a large measure of earthly blessings. Our table is richly furnished, our cup overflows, and we live in safety and security. Teach us to set our hearts on you and not on these material blessings. Keep us from becoming captivated by prosperity, and grant us the wisdom to use your blessings to your glory and to the service of humankind. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. And the closing celebration music, Your Love is Everlasting.
Please rise for our closing song. And I'm not even going to have you turn to the song sheet. I'm going to have you just sing a line. I sing a line, you sing it back. It goes like this. Your love, you echo that.
Your love.
Doing well so far. Together we sing. Is lasting, your love is everlasting. Let's try it.
Your love
together is lasting, your love is everlasting. Then I sing, your love, echo,
your
together is lasting, your love is everlasting. Let's try it one more time. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting.
Your love
is lasting, your love is everlasting. Now you can certainly follow along, but it's kind of a call and response. I'll sing a line, you sing back. It was like this. Since time began, through centuries, God's love is everlasting. To distant, unknown galaxies,
God's love is everlasting.
Splendor springs forth from us.
God's love is everlasting.
Down and down, high and proud.
God's love is everlasting.
you gotta sing louder.
Dakota Road, yeah. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to sing the table prayer, but before we do that, I wonder if we have some direction on how we're going to feed. Does anybody want to give us information on where we just line up? Yeah. So, very good. Randy reminded me that to go see the parson, small groups can go right away, and that'll facilitate going through the parsonage a lot easier. So, let's sing the table prayer. Be present at our table, Lord. These mercies bless and grant that we may strengthened for thy service be. In harmony. Okay? Here we go. Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may strengthen for thy service be. Amen. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.